what he calls the short grass country around Retrop.
Yeah, yeah.
His name was Enzi, but he's gone to Dallas now.
Yeah. I used to ride in that country when there wasn't anything over there.
Did you have any special shelters for your cows other than the barn?
No, we just had, on our milk cows, we had some long mangers in there and we just tie them up with ropes of a knife. Mm-hmm. But didn't.
Did you have any place near the barn to enclose your cows?
No, no. Of course, we lived over at that time around the mountains and the timber, and they'd go to timber in a cold spell and get up there in those mountains, and it made a lot of difference.
If you brought them in and just wanted to keep them by the barn, what did you do with them?
Well, we had some big corrals there. We just put them in a corral. Those corrals were made out of logs, small logs. They was 12, 15 feet long. Just had a rail fence. We could put, that old corral, we could put 200 or 300 cattle in there at a time.
Goodness. Did you have other fences?
Yes, we had wire fences too, around the pastures and things, and around the fields and stuff.
What kind of wire?
Barbed wire. Uh-huh. 3 and 4 wires too.
And how did you hold this wire up?
By posts. We'd go in about every 15 feet and dig a post hole and put a post in there. And then we'd, when we'd get our corners, we'd brace those and stretch from the corners and nail those posts. And that ground, we pack them when you put them in there. And it's not long, they're pretty solid. You can't pull one out of the ground.
Uh-huh. How did you attach the wire to the post?
With staples.
And what did you use to drive the staple?
Hammer.
Oh, let's see. Was that quite a job?
Well, it'd be a pretty rough job. But you only get out there and you tear all your clothes off. That old way you break a wire or something and just roll up and doggone just tear your britches leg off. You get loose from it.
That wire is pretty dangerous when it breaks.
Yeah, it is. It? Yeah, I got cuts down on my legs with it, didn't I?
You said you had a corral. Did you have a place for your horses, too?
Well, we kept them in the barn. Uh-huh. Yeah, that is, our saddle horses and work horses, but our range horses, we just let them run out in the pasture. We never put them in. My father always had a bunch of brood mares we raised on saddle horses and sold lots of horses. But the mares and colts, we let them run outside all the time. Mm-hmm. Of course, we feed them some bundles along in the wintertime, along with the cattle.
If you wanted to get these horses so they'd be handy, did you put them any place?
Well, we wanted to get them in. Well, we just catch saddle horses and go corral them. Uh-huh. The trails.
What did you call that place around the barn, the general area around there?
Well, we called it ground of corrals. Uh-huh. Barnyard.
Uh-huh. Was the word lot at all common?
Well, some people did, but I don't know. My dad always called it corrals, but some people called it lots.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned barnyard. Did you use that term as a boy?
Not very much, no. The northern people, when they began to come down here, they use a barnyard. Now, and the southern people and the old western people up here, you never hear one of those fellows say anything about a barnyard.
It was usually a lot or a barn lot.
Yeah,
it? A
corral.
And then corral came in from Texas and the west?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Did you raise hogs and pigs?
Well, just enough for meat hogs.